Welcome to the Live to Shoot podcast. My name is Jeff Dowdle. I've been a licensed firearm dealer for the last 17 years. In this podcast, we talk about all things related to the Second Amendment, as well as anything else going on in the world or anything else going on in my life or a sports story or anything else that might be happening. So welcome, welcome, welcome. A happy resurrection weekend. I am recording this on Good Friday. By the time I get it edited and out, that may be actually on Easter weekend, but you should be hearing this sometime this weekend, and just hope you all have a blessed weekend, a blessed celebration of the death, resurrection of our Savior. Welcome, welcome, welcome. And baseball started last night, and the Rangers, in an extra inning affair, came back with a win. Jonah Heim got a little revenge, but we won't go into all that. But you know, this week, not much different than any other week or the past few weeks with this regime. It's another week of them trying to infringe upon our rights. You wake up and you get another instance of where they are trying to infringe upon our rights. And what am I talking about? Well, I am talking about what is being brought to you. If you remember Safer Communities Act, the bipartisan Safer Community Act. And what makes it bipartisan? Well, one was John Cornyn, my state senator. We have talked about him. I am ready and done with him. We will be primarying him when that time comes up. But the bipartisan Safer Community Act, you know, which brought you great hits like extended background checks on those under 21 into their juvenile records, the redefinition of what it means to be a dealer and what it requires to get an FFL if you want to sell your privately owned firearm, and also brought us, you know, the closing of the quote-unquote boyfriend loophole, which, you know, that just extended the domestic abuse clauses. But it also brought us the ability for the government to spend our money infringing upon our rights. And they have kicked that off, and they have kicked it off in a glorious fashion with the creation of the National Extreme Risk Protection Order Resource Center, or ERPO, E-R-P-O. And this is being headed by our Vice President, Kamala Harris. If you remember, she was put in charge of the White House's gun violence prevention. And so as a part of that, she has created the National Extreme Risk Protection Order Resource Center. And what is it going to do? Well, it is going to infringe upon our rights. But here's what the White House says. The Resource Center will assist states, local governments, law enforcement, prosecutors, attorneys, judges, clinicians, victim services providers, behavioral health, and other social service providers in optimizing the usage of red flag laws, laws that allow family member or law enforcement to seek an order to temporarily take away your guns if they feel you may harm themselves or others. Ha! Yes, we're going to talk about that. The Resource Center will provide training and technical assistance, which will include developing and disseminating educational opportunities and workshops for a variety of stakeholders, providing implementation support, supporting peer-to-peer engagements with model learning sites, performing site assessments, and developing presentations and webinars that will advance states and local knowledge in key areas related to ERPOs. Then it's the second, the Vice President calling all states to... This is key. The Resource Center is funded by the Department of Justice Bureau of Justice Assistance Grant, made possible by the BSCA, and is run by John Hopkins Center for Gun Violence Solutions, a left-wing organization for sure. And it says here, second, the Vice President is calling on states to pass red flag laws and to use BSCA funding to help implement laws already enacted. So here we go. This is where it gets good. They have made $750 million of our dollars, your tax-free dollars, available in federal funding to implement state crisis intervention programs, which include red flag programs, mental health courts, drug courts, and veteran treatment courts. They awarded in February alone, they awarded $238 million to 51 states, territories, and the District of Columbia to use these funds to implement the state crisis prevention programs. But You know, here's where it comes. It says, of the 21 states and territories with red flag laws, only 6 are accessing the BSCA funding to implement their red flag laws. The remaining 15 with red flag laws are strongly encouraged to get on the BSCA crack. And that's what they want to do. And they want the 29 states without red flag laws to enact laws so they can get on the crack as well. Yes, they are wanting to throw money at you, at these states, to get them to create these red flag laws so that they can get all this additional funding to be used in what other corrupt means they may or may not want to use. So what's wrong with red flag laws? Well, as it said, you know, the red flag laws allow family members or law enforcement to seek a court order to temporarily take away access to guns if they feel a gun owner may harm themselves or others. So what, you know, what rights are we violating? Well, first off, we're violating our Second Amendment right. You're infringing on people's ability to possess a firearm based on somebody's feelings that, well, they think you may harm yourself. And then we get into the extreme problem of it. There's no due process. You can see that. The law enforcement or a family member can go to court, say, hey, I think they're going to hurt themselves, and boom, the order, the law is enacted. They come and they take your guns. So you're violating your Second Amendment. You're violating due process. We're also in the Third Amendment. You know, no property can be taken. No personal private property. There is no trial by jury. There's no due process. There's no facing your accusers. It's just done. And then you sit and you wait till the powers almighty decide whether or not they believe you're fit enough to own a gun and to have a gun in your possession. So there's no opportunity for abuse here. No, no, no. Not especially when we're throwing $750 million at it. Don't you see the opportunities and where this is going? For example, veterans come back and they seek counseling because they've got PTSD. Yeah. Let's pull that list. Let's make sure that they don't get their guns. It's a great way to shut down every FFL dealer for the most part, you know, because, you know, start looking at the list of the known gun owners, people in the gun business, those that will have access to firearms. And let's just pull their medication list. And let's see, are they on any anti-anxiety medicine, ADHD? Are they on depression medications, antidepressants? Yep. Definitely, they could be a threat to themselves or harming themselves. Let's take all their guns. Let's prevent them from being able to own a firearm, from running a firearm business. All these particular things. This is ripe with opportunities for them to just come and take our guns. And that's why they're enacting it and they're throwing money at it. And they're, you know, they're wringing their hands. That only 6 of them are using the money right now. We've got to get more people used to this money so we can continue to get this embedded within their budgets and that they can't get away from it. And that once we do it, one can start twisting their screws and challenging them to go even further. There's no federal red flag laws yet, but that may be coming as well. So this is just another instance that this regime is set out to take away our guns, infringe upon all of our rights, and violate everything that God, our Creator, and those inalienable rights that of life, liberty, and pursuit of freedom that they was granted to us. And this regime is completely against those. So, you know, watch out for this. You know, watch your state if they start trying to enact these red flag laws. Because why are they doing it? Well, there's money on the table now. And who says they can have to use it for necessarily these red flag laws? So it is definitely going to be a problem. And the shining light is that Kamala Harris is in charge of it. So, you know, the only one that would be better would be Pete Buttigieg. I think, you know, either one of those, they're able to get things done so well. Kamala Harris hasn't done anything. Pete Buttigieg, we've got doors flying off airplanes. Unfortunately, tankers hitting bridges, trains getting derailed. It's crazy what's happened to our infrastructure under this administration as well. But that is a whole other topic. Again, happy Easter. Happy Resurrection Weekend. Enjoy this time. Celebrate the death, burial, and resurrection of our Savior. And I will talk to you later. Have a great one.